Welcome back to Teaching Gen Z, the Essential Guide. In this chapter, we will talk about organizational skills. They are essential for teachers as they help maintain order in the classroom, manage projects, meet deadlines, and solve problems effectively. Organizational skills are at the heart of effective teaching. They allow teachers to maintain order, manage projects, meet deadlines, and solve problems efficiently, all while juggling the many responsibilities that come with educating a diverse group of students. For teachers looking to enhance their skill set and advance in their careers, strong organizational abilities can make a significant difference in achieving both short and long-term goals. In a classroom setting, organization goes beyond keeping things neat or following a schedule. It's about maximizing teaching time, providing personalized feedback, understanding each student's learning needs, and ensuring that lessons are engaging and effective. When teachers are well organized, they spend less time dealing with disruptions and more time focusing on meaningful instruction. This allows them to identify key topics that students might want to explore further and model strong time management techniques that students can apply in their own lives. Mastering organizational skills requires a combination of different abilities that work together seamlessly. Adaptability is key, especially when working with Generation Z students who are growing up in a world defined by rapid technological changes and shifting educational needs. Teachers must be flexible enough to adjust their teaching strategies on the go, whether that means integrating new tools, modifying lesson plans, or responding to the unexpected challenges of the classroom. Time management is another essential component. With lesson planning, grading, and providing feedback all competing for attention, teachers need to find a balance that ensures student engagement while maintaining their own workload effectively. Without strong time management skills, even the best teaching strategies can become ineffective simply because there isn't enough time to execute them properly. Professionalism and ethics also play a significant role. Students need a structured, respectful learning environment where they feel valued. This requires teachers to be clear, consistent, and fair in their approach, setting expectations that encourage responsibility and respect.
At the same time, humility is an equally important part of leadership. A great teacher acknowledges that learning is a lifelong process and remains open to feedback, whether from students, colleagues, or new developments in education. Being willing to adapt, refine methods, and explore new ideas helps create a collaborative learning environment where both teachers and students benefit. Motivation also plays a crucial role in staying organized. Teachers who bring energy, enthusiasm, and creativity into their lessons can inspire students to stay engaged, take initiative, and pursue academic growth with confidence. When students see their teachers passionate about learning, they are more likely to reflect that enthusiasm in their own studies. Finally, effective planning ties everything together. A well-organized teacher knows how to structure lessons while remaining flexible, allowing room for discussions, questions, and unexpected learning opportunities. Generation Z students thrive in dynamic environments where content is engaging and interactive, and careful planning ensures that lessons meet these expectations while remaining structured and purposeful. For teachers of Generation Z, strong organizational skills are more important than ever. In a world overflowing with information and distractions, students need guidance on how to navigate knowledge effectively. This means teachers must model good organizational habits, integrating digital tools, planners, and technology to help students develop the same skills they will need in their academic and professional futures. Becoming an organized educator isn't something that happens overnight. It takes time, experience, and self-reflection. But by continuously improving these skills, teachers can create an environment where learning is efficient, engaging, and truly impactful.
Adaptability, thriving in a changing classroom. Adaptability is one of the most important skills a teacher can develop, especially when working with Generation Z students. This generation is digitally fluent, accustomed to rapid change, and highly individual in their learning preferences. They engage differently with education compared to previous generations, making it essential for teachers to be flexible, open-minded, and responsive to new teaching challenges. Understanding and fostering adaptability not only improves the learning experience, but also helps teachers remain effective in a fast-changing educational landscape. At its core, adaptability is about responding positively to new conditions, challenges, and opportunities. In the classroom, this means adjusting teaching methods, refining classroom management strategies, and shifting communication styles to meet the diverse needs of students. The ability to adapt ensures that lessons remain engaging and relevant, even as technology, curriculum expectations, and student behaviors continue to evolve. Modern classrooms are constantly shaped by new developments in technology and shifting societal expectations, making adaptability more crucial than ever. Educational experts emphasize that flexibility is essential for creating meaningful learning experiences, particularly for Gen Z students, who often have different academic goals and learning styles than previous generations.
Teachers who embrace adaptability are better prepared to personalize learning, tailoring lessons to match student interests and strengths while ensuring that core objectives are met. A willingness to reinvent one's approach keeps teaching methods fresh and engaging, preventing stagnation in both educators and students. Staying curious and open to evolving technology allows for smoother integration of new tools, making lessons more dynamic and interactive. Beyond the classroom, adaptability also supports professional growth. Teachers who actively seek out new methods, experiment with fresh ideas, and reflect on their experiences continue to grow both as educators and as lifelong learners. Those who proactively embrace change are not only more effective but also serve as role models, showing students how to navigate an unpredictable world with confidence and resilience.
Integrity and humility, the foundations of trust in teaching. Integrity is one of the most essential qualities a teacher can possess. It represents honesty, sincerity, and authenticity, values that create a foundation of trust between educators and students. The word itself comes from the Latin integritas, meaning wholeness or flawlessness, emphasizing the idea of consistency in ethical principles, even when faced with challenges. For teachers, integrity is not just a personal trait, it's a professional responsibility that directly impacts the classroom environment, student development, and the overall culture of learning. For Generation Z students, authenticity and transparency are highly valued. This is a generation that expects accountability, fairness, and open communication. When teachers model integrity, by sticking to their principles, being honest about their mistakes, and treating all students fairly, they don't just earn respect, they also encourage students to adopt these same values in their own lives. Research has shown that Gen Z values leaders who are genuine and ethical, which means that teachers who demonstrate integrity are far more likely to build meaningful connections and create a positive learning environment. Humility, on the other hand, is about recognizing one's limitations, valuing the contributions of others, and fostering a culture of collaboration. In a classroom, this means understanding that teachers don't have all the answers, and that's perfectly fine. True learning happens when knowledge is shared, perspectives are exchanged, and students are encouraged to think critically and independently. When teachers approach education with humility, they create an open and inclusive space where students feel comfortable asking questions, sharing their opinions, and making mistakes without fear of judgment. Being humble doesn't mean lacking confidence. Rather, it means being open to learning from students, adapting to new ideas, and continuously improving one's teaching approach. Renowned educator Paulo Freire emphasized that dialogue in education cannot exist without humility. It requires teachers to listen, reflect, and engage with students as active participants in their learning. Gen Z students, who place a strong emphasis on collaboration and mutual respect, respond especially well to teachers who demonstrate a willingness to learn alongside them rather than simply instruct from a position of authority.
When working with Gen Z, teachers face unique challenges related to academic integrity, particularly in an age where information is easily accessible and ethical decision-making is increasingly complex. By embodying integrity in their own teaching practices, educators prepare students to uphold ethical standards in their academic and professional futures. Integrity fosters responsibility, accountability, and trust, qualities that shape students' attitudes toward education and ethical behavior. The Council of Europe has highlighted the importance of establishing a culture of ethics and integrity in education as a way to promote democracy, participation, and fairness among students. In this sense, integrity isn't just about personal honesty, it serves as a safeguard against corruption and an essential principle for creating an equitable learning environment. Humility plays an equally crucial role in shaping effective, reflective educators. A humble teacher is more likely to acknowledge areas for improvement, seek professional development, and embrace new methodologies. Research suggests that humility is linked to stronger interpersonal relationships and greater adaptability in challenging situations. By modeling humility, teachers show students that it's okay to make mistakes and learn from them. This mindset helps reduce anxiety around failure, making students more willing to ask questions, take risks, and engage deeply with their learning. A classroom built on integrity and humility is one where students feel safe, respected, and inspired to grow. When teachers lead with honesty and openness, they not only create an atmosphere of trust but also encourage students to carry these values into their own lives. It is this combination of ethical consistency and genuine openness to learning that defines a truly impactful educator.
Motivation, the driving force behind effective teaching. Motivation is one of the most important organizational skills a teacher can develop. It influences performance, student engagement, and overall educational outcomes. A motivated teacher brings energy, creativity, and persistence to the classroom, which directly impacts how students learn and interact with the subject matter. Without motivation, even the most structured and well-planned lessons can fall flat, leaving both teachers and students disengaged. Teacher motivation is shaped by both intrinsic and extrinsic factors. It's not just about financial incentives, although fair compensation is important, but also about professional autonomy, recognition, and opportunities for continuous professional development. According to a report from the European Parliament, motivated teachers are essential for achieving high-quality education and are strongly linked to better student learning outcomes. Several factors play a role in maintaining teacher motivation. A key element is continuous professional development. The ability to learn, grow, and refine one's skills keeps teaching fresh and engaging. A supportive work environment also makes a significant difference. When teachers feel respected, encouraged, and empowered within their school culture, they are more likely to remain motivated. Recognition is another crucial factor. Teachers who feel appreciated for their efforts and have the freedom to make decisions in their classrooms tend to be more invested in their work and in the success of their students.
Consider the case of Ms. Thompson, a history teacher struggling to engage her students. She is knowledgeable and passionate about her subject, but her students seem disengaged when faced with traditional textbooks and classroom discussions. Over time, this lack of enthusiasm starts to affect her own motivation as well. Instead of giving up, she decides to take a different approach. She introduces a project where students create their own short films about historical events. Suddenly, the classroom dynamic shifts. Students who previously showed no interest in history become excited about researching, collaborating, and presenting their ideas. They are fully immersed in their projects, spending extra time refining their work, seeking feedback, and pushing themselves to improve. This change illustrates an essential truth about motivation. Students are not necessarily lazy or unmotivated, they just need the right approach to spark their interest. The same principle applies to teachers. When they feel inspired by their work, their motivation increases, leading to greater persistence, innovation, and enthusiasm in the classroom.
Motivation is best understood as a combination of three elements: intensity, direction, and persistence. Intensity refers to the energy and effort put into a task. In Ms. Thompson's case, both she and her students demonstrated high intensity. She was determined to find a new way to engage them, and they responded with dedication to their creative projects. Direction refers to where that effort is focused. When her students moved away from textbooks and into filmmaking, their engagement shifted toward a method that resonated with them, allowing them to explore historical themes more deeply. Persistence is the ability to maintain effort over time. Both Ms. Thompson and her students stayed committed to their projects, demonstrating a sustained interest that had been missing from their previous lessons. Motivation isn't just about working hard, it's about channeling energy into meaningful, fulfilling activities. By recognizing what truly drives both students and teachers, whether it's creativity, personal relevance, or autonomy, educators can cultivate an environment that fosters lasting engagement. Beyond student engagement, motivation is also critical for teachers themselves. Motivated educators are more likely to experiment with innovative teaching methods, adapt to their students' diverse learning needs, and bring enthusiasm into the classroom. Their passion and energy ignite curiosity and drive in their students. Research shows that students taught by enthusiastic, engaged teachers tend to achieve higher grades, demonstrate stronger problem-solving skills, and develop a love for lifelong learning. Recognizing personal achievements and understanding what fuels motivation can make a significant difference in an educator's long-term success. A teacher's passion doesn't just benefit their students, it also enhances their own fulfillment, resilience, and sense of purpose. In an ever-changing world, the ability to stay motivated, adapt, and inspire others is one of the most powerful tools a teacher can have.
Planning and prioritizing, structuring success in teaching and learning. Planning and prioritizing are essential skills that help teachers stay organized, manage their workload effectively, and create a structured learning environment. Without these skills, even the most knowledgeable educators can struggle to balance lesson planning, classroom management, and administrative responsibilities. Strong planning and prioritization not only enhance teacher efficiency but also improve student learning experiences by ensuring that lessons are well-structured, engaging, and aligned with educational goals. Planning involves setting clear objectives, breaking tasks into manageable steps, and allocating the necessary resources and time to each element of the teaching process. A well-planned lesson aligns with curriculum standards, student needs, and long-term learning objectives, providing a roadmap that keeps both teachers and students on track. On the other hand, prioritization is about determining the order of importance for tasks, focusing on what matters most at any given time. This requires critical thinking and decision-making, ensuring that pressing tasks receive immediate attention while allowing flexibility for adjustments as needed. Having strong planning and prioritization skills reduces the stress that often comes with last-minute preparations, shifting deadlines, or unexpected disruptions. When teachers have a clear structure in place, they can adapt more smoothly to changes, respond to student feedback, and adjust lessons in real time. This not only benefits the teacher's own well-being but also creates a calm and structured learning environment where students feel supported and focused.
Prioritization is also a key skill that students must develop, and teachers play a significant role in helping them understand how to manage their own time and workload. Whether it's planning an essay, deciding what information to highlight in their notes, or analyzing a complex math problem, students must learn how to assess the sequence of tasks and determine which aspects require the most attention. By modeling prioritization in the classroom, teachers provide students with valuable life skills that extend beyond academics. A well-structured learning experience includes opportunities for students to practice prioritization themselves, allowing them to make decisions about their own deadlines, manage their tasks, and experience the consequences of not meeting their goals builds responsibility and time management skills. These experiences help them understand the importance of planning, recognize the impact of procrastination, and develop habits that will serve them in higher education and beyond. Ultimately, planning and prioritizing are not just about organization, they are about creating a focused, adaptable, and goal-driven approach to teaching and learning. When teachers master these skills, they not only improve their own effectiveness but also equip their students with essential tools for navigating complex tasks, managing time wisely, and setting themselves up for long-term success.
Time management, maximizing efficiency in teaching. Time management is more than just keeping track of the clock, it's about using available time effectively and purposefully to create the best possible learning experience. For teachers, time management is a key factor in lesson planning, student engagement, and overall classroom success. The way a teacher structures their time directly impacts both their own well-being and their students' ability to learn and stay engaged. When teaching Generation Z students, effective time management becomes even more essential. This generation is accustomed to fast-paced, interactive, and technology-driven learning experiences. Teachers who manage their time well can integrate multimedia resources, interactive discussions, and collaborative activities that cater to the diverse learning styles of Gen Z. Well-structured lesson plans that include clear objectives, time for student participation, and space for feedback have been shown to enhance student motivation and performance.
Beyond lesson planning, strong time management also helps prevent teacher burnout and stress. Teaching is a demanding profession, and without careful time management, tasks can easily become overwhelming. Teachers who prioritize effectively, structure their workload, and set clear boundaries can maintain enthusiasm and energy in the classroom while also finding time for personal and professional growth. Striking this balance is especially important when working with students who value authenticity and connection. A teacher who is calm, prepared, and engaged is far more effective than one who is constantly overwhelmed and struggling to keep up. Equally important is teaching students how to manage their own time. A well-organized classroom provides a model for students, showing them how to set goals, prioritize tasks, and meet deadlines effectively. These skills are crucial not just for academic success but for future careers, where the ability to manage time efficiently will determine productivity and achievement. Effective time management is not just about squeezing more into the day, it's about making the best use of time to enhance learning, reduce stress, and create a positive, engaging classroom environment. For teachers working with Generation Z, refining this skill is key to staying adaptable, maintaining enthusiasm, and fostering meaningful connections with students.
Work ethics and professionalism, the foundation of trust and excellence in teaching. Work ethics and professionalism go beyond simply doing a job. They embody honesty, resilience, responsibility, and moral behavior. A teacher with strong work ethics approaches their role with determination, discipline, and dedication, ensuring that their daily actions reflect integrity and respect. Professionalism, in turn, is about maintaining high standards, fostering a respectful learning environment, and serving as a role model for students. A strong work ethic directly influences the quality of teaching, student engagement, and the overall effectiveness of a school. Teachers who demonstrate professionalism prioritize tasks effectively, manage time well, and use resources efficiently. Their commitment not only enhances their own productivity but also builds trust with students, colleagues, and the wider school community. Ethical behavior in education is not just about following rules, it's about creating an atmosphere of fairness, respect, and responsibility that benefits everyone involved. Educational institutions play an important role in setting clear guidelines for professional conduct, ensuring that teachers operate with integrity, transparency, and ethical responsibility. When ethical expectations are clearly communicated, schools help prevent conflicts, promote fairness, and foster an environment where both students and educators can thrive.
Professionalism also means treating all students with fairness and respect. Teachers must be aware of how factors like age, gender, culture, and socioeconomic background shape student experiences. Lessons that connect to real-life situations can make learning more meaningful for Generation Z students, helping them see the practical applications of their studies. Being professional also requires clear and open communication. Gen Z values authenticity and transparency, meaning they quickly recognize insincerity. Honest and respectful interactions build trust, strengthening the teacher-student relationship and creating a classroom where students feel comfortable engaging in discussions. Teachers should also be mindful of their appearance and behavior, understanding how these factors influence interactions with students. Maintaining clear professional boundaries ensures that objectivity is upheld and that students are supported in an environment free from bias or conflicts of interest. Beyond academic instruction, professionalism in teaching involves understanding and respecting student individuality. Every student is unique, with their own values, beliefs, and cultural background. Recognizing differences in gender, identity, religion, disability, socioeconomic status, and other factors allows teachers to create an inclusive, respectful, and accommodating classroom where all students feel valued.
Ensuring emotional, intellectual, and physical safety is another key aspect of professionalism. A teacher's responsibility goes beyond academics. They must create a safe and supportive space where students can express themselves, take intellectual risks, and grow with confidence. Strong work ethics also include timely communication with parents and guardians, ensuring that students receive the best possible support both in school and at home. Teachers who engage with families in a respectful and proactive manner reinforce a collaborative approach to education. Confidentiality is also a crucial part of professional integrity. Teachers must handle student information with care, ensuring that sensitive details remain private unless disclosure is legally required. Trust is built when students and parents know that their concerns and personal information are respected. Ultimately, professionalism and work ethics define a teacher's role as a leader, mentor, and role model. By committing to these values, educators create an environment where students feel respected, motivated, and inspired to reach their full potential. We have come to the end of this chapter and hope you found it interesting and useful. We are looking forward to meet you again in Chapter 7, where we will talk about social coherence competences. These skills are necessary to communicate successfully and amicably in a variety of social, professional, and international settings. Until then, have a good time.